I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. State lawmakers may vote today on a measure that would block cities in Alabama from setting their own local minimum wages. Last week, the Birmingham City Council voted to expedite the effective date of a planned minimum wage increase to March 1st of this year. Republican State Representative David Faulkner of Mountain Brook filed a bill that would mandate uniform minimum wages in Alabama and would void any existing local wage ordinances. Alabama doesn't have a state minimum wage. It uses the federal wage floor of $7.25 an hour. Advocates for low-income workers say local governments are better suited to handle local wage regulations. Proponents of the new bill argue that higher wages mean higher costs for employers and consumers and reduce job opportunities for low-wage workers. City officials in Huntsville and in Tuscaloosa say they're considering a vote to raise the minimum wage in their cities. Schools across Alabama are still stinging from the news that the Alabama Department of Education has listed them as failing. The final list included 76 schools earning a grade of F in the eyes of the state. The department used different criteria for determining failing schools this year. The state only looked at last year's reading and math scores on the ACT Aspire test. That led to 10 more schools than last year being included on the failing list. Dr. Clarence Sutton is the principal of Tuscaloosa's Central High School, included on this year's failing schools list. He says the school has made a lot of improvements that aren't being considered.
In 2007-08, our graduation rate actually was 50%. Now we're up to 82%. We have one of the first dual enrollment programs where the kids receive scholarships. ACT scores have increased. And just to see those improvements and to see that not be considered is disappointing.
The Mobile County and Montgomery County school systems each had a dozen schools on this year's failing list. 21 schools in the Birmingham area were considered failing. An Alabama researcher is behind a new study examining risk factors for stroke. The report says African Americans are nearly three times more likely to have a stroke at age 45 than whites. That imbalance decreases over time until disappearing by age 85. The study also says in risk of a second stroke, race makes a lot less difference. Dr. George Howard is the lead author of the report. He also teaches at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. He says the study focused on Alabama and surrounding states.
Our goal was to get half from coming from what is called the stroke belt states, which are North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
Dr. Howard's study will be published tomorrow in the journal Neurology. Now your forecast.
Keep that umbrella handy today as rain moves in across the state, beginning in the northwest corner of the state and pushing through the southeast corner. We'll see temperatures into the upper 50s and lower 60s, depending on where you are this afternoon. A few rumbles of thunder are also possible for the southern half of the state. I'm WVUA 23's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.